Well, while it's Golden Slipper Day, sponsored by Lejeunes, it's a massive week for racing at the ATC. So too at Newcastle with the first race meeting, the total race meeting on the course proper. And Matt Benson, the CEO, is online. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. The club's worked and worked so hard with this, and you're just a few days away.
Andrew, look, it's been a sort of a mammoth episode because the last bit of turf was laid last April, and credit to the club, and these decisions were made well before I got here by Racing New South Wales and the NJC to give the course proper the best part of a year to consolidate and settle, and that's what we've done. And well, look, we just couldn't be happier with how the track's come up. The reports from the jocks have been, you know, incredibly positive when we've trialled on there and had those four races in early February. So we're very excited. Obviously, you know, it's a massive vote of confidence by Racing New South Wales in Newcastle, and we just want it to be a massive day for Newcastle and the industry because it really is a very exciting racing surface.
Well, mate, we've spoken with jocks and we've spoken particularly to Chris Lees because he obviously has been galloping and good horses out there on the course proper, and there's been mornings where you wouldn't probably be galloping on the Beaumont, but you've been able to gallop on the course proper, and the track's been so much better. It's the draining of it must be enormous.
It's quite extraordinary, actually, Andrew. And look, I wouldn't want to have a crack at the Beaumont. It's been an incredible workhorse for the industry and done a fantastic job. It's just a design difference, but you know those trials, for example, that we had couple of months ago, you know, the Beaumont was a heavy 8 or 9, and the course proper was probably a 4, at worst a 5. Even last weekend, you know, the weekend before, when there was probably a view that the Beaumont was a 9 or 10, and Chris worked some horses around the outside of the course proper, and the guys thought it was a 4 or 5. So its ability to drain is just super. I mean, it's a thirsty animal. You've got to keep the water up to it. But the flip side is, you know, we can get 3 inches of rain in the morning and be racing on a 4 or a 5 in the afternoon. So its ability to drain is super. But I should just mention, you know, you talked about Chris Lees. The local trainers here have been incredible. They've been very, very patient with this process. I mean, it's been a massive undertaking by Strathair and the club. And so for the best part of 2 years, you know, they've really had their worlds turned on their head, and they've just taken it in their stride and let Peter Birch and the team and the Strathair team get on with what they've had to do, and it all comes to fruition on Friday, Andrew. So very exciting times.
Yeah, the Newcastle Newmarket's the big feature race. Pat Webster just tossing it around which way to go. The horse is entered for the Winx race on Saturday, so we'll wait and see there. But the locals are well supported. I know Jason Addard's been aiming Sons of John there for a long time. It should be a good lineup when that final field comes out.
Yeah, look, and great to see a bit of interstate interest from Kieran and Desley Foster. So, you know, we're very, very excited about the new market, and the other nominations have sort of bit in and out. The Benchmark 65, we've got nearly 30 noms. So we'll split that race if the acceptances are good enough. But obviously we'd love to see a bit more support for the 2300 and the 900-metre class too. But it's going to be a great day. It's St. Patrick's Day. There's free entry for people who book online. So we're really wanting to make it a community day that celebrates a wonderful historic occasion for racing in Newcastle and the Hunter.
Yeah, let's hope the locals get out and really support it. We'll talk to you and Peter Birch and other key players. I know you've got many functions, and you've got the Beaufort Club function up during the week. So plenty going on in the build-up to Friday, mate. We'll talk to you during the week.
Many thanks for your help, Andrew.
Good on you, Matt Benson there joining us, the CEO at Newcastle. The Newcastle Newmarket Handicap is the big race coming up on Friday.